So tell me a little bit about Satan's Prep.
Well, Satan's Prep is about a kid that dies and goes to hell, finds out it's high school, and he has to get through the 9 periods of the day, which are the 9 circles of hell. I worked on it with the writer, Gabe Morente, and I drew the first half of it. I created the characters and the character design, and oversaw a lot of, you know, the coloring and just basically the whole look of the book.
What do you think really makes it special?
I think what makes it special is that combination of comedy and a little bit of, you know, the darker aspects of what it means to be lonely growing up, what it means to be lonely in high school. There's a lot of great stuff. You know, our hero is an apathetic sort of anti-hero, and it's very relatable, and he kind of gets pushed to the point where he realizes he can't stand idly by anymore. And he really needs to start making proactive decisions on how to make his life better. So, obviously, it's very much a, you know, allegory of our daily lives, and especially lives in high school. But what really appealed to me is the fact that he was very passive for about the first 40 pages of the book, and then has this great arc. So that appealed to me story-wise. Art-wise, I really tried to give it sort of a dirty, gray-washed look, and actually all of my pages were done in a gray tone. I didn't want to have the typical hell of demons and pitchforks and, you know, flames and stuff like that. I sort of wanted it to be a mirror of our world. So I described it as sort of everything is like our world, but just really dirty and depressed. There are some sinister aspects, like things will have teeth or, you know, knives or blood splattered everywhere, but there's not going to be the common hell tropes for the most part. So it was that combination of trying to find, making it look enough like a high school, but also making it look hellish enough that you knew where he was. So that was, I think, the most interesting aspect of it for me, art-wise.
Who do you think will enjoy it the most?
Definitely anybody who was in high school, especially if you went to a particularly bad high school. But, you know, it's also for fans of, you know, Buffy or horror. There's a lot of really dark humor in it, very Monty Python type over-the-top violence, like Looney Tunes or something, you know, where people lose their limbs, but they're okay in the next panel. So I really think there's a little something for everyone in it.
How do you think your work has progressed over the years? Like, what are you really proud of when you look at this book, away from, like, you know, the gray-washed pages and things like that that you mentioned earlier?
Well, it's funny because I was working on single images for a while. I was doing a lot of trading cards and magazine work, storyboards, illustrations, so it kind of took a couple of pages for me to get back into telling an actual story. So I think the storytelling in my book really progressed a lot since last time. I think I really worked on character acting, because there's a lot of facial expressions and a lot of saying a lot without saying any words. So I definitely tried to work on sort of the acting element of it, the storytelling element, and there's a ton of design work in it. This had to be designed from the ground up, so you're talking about, you know, about 100 or so background characters that I wanted to all make look unique, and about 20 to 25 main characters, from teachers to bullies to cheerleaders. All these things had to be designed, so I was very proud of the world that we created, and that I passed on to the other artist, also, who kind of, you know, took the style that I was developing in the beginning and then ran with it. So I think it's very much has my stamp on it, so I'm really proud of that. The colorist that I work with, I worked really close with. She did an amazing job, and we really tried to have unique color palettes. Again, that reflected that sort of dark tone, but also with a, you know, cynical edge to it and some humor to it.
Okay, bottom line, why should someone check this out?
Because I did it. And I am cool. But basically anybody who is a fan of traditional comics, horror comics, you know, anybody who went to high school and had a rough time, anybody who ever felt alienated or outcast, which I'm sure is many people who read comics, and anybody who's just a fan of, you know, the graphic novel medium. I think it's a really unique story, and I think we presented it in a really cool, unique way.